Okay, before we end today's program, here's a story that we heard about, we just loved and had to share with you. Putting apples to sleep. You heard that right. See, last year was a true annus horribilis for apple crops with that cold, wet spring and the hot summer drought, and that led to a terrible apple harvest. This year, however, there is an abundant supply. But that good news presents new challenges for Michigan growers, like how to store all that fruit before it goes to sale. So here's this technique, lulling apples to sleep.
This is kind of a combination of technologies that we used post-harvest to try to preserve the quality of the fruit.
Dr. Randy Beaudre is a post-harvest physiologist with Michigan State University.
What we'll normally do is during that harvest window, we'll pull apples out of the orchard, harvest our fruit, and then we put them into these very large rooms that we have scattered around the state of Michigan. These rooms are airtight, so we put the fruit away in these rooms. We reduce their temperature, so we reduce that metabolism to kind of its bare minimum. So now these fruit are metabolically then moving very, very slowly. And then we add something to that, and that's called controlled atmosphere storage. And this is where we kind of put the apples to sleep. So we reduce the oxygen levels, depending on the variety, and then we also increase carbon dioxide levels in the room. So both of these gases are the same gases that you and I take in. We breathe in oxygen, we exhale carbon dioxide. Well, the fruit does kind of the same thing. And so by limiting the availability of oxygen, we can slow that metabolism down. They're kind of napping for a long time.
You don't play little apple lullabies, do you?
No, it hadn't occurred to us, to be quite honest.
Now,
I like that idea.
Honeycrisp pose a special challenge, don't they?
They do. They suffer from just about every known malady pre and post-harvest. And it's one of the reasons that they're a valuable apple. It's one of the reasons that the prices are so high. But gosh, Honeycrisp apples, they're sensitive to low temperatures. So the temperature that we would use to store, let's say, a Red Delicious or a Gala or a Golden Delicious or Rome or Ida Red, all those apples, they store at about 0 degrees Celsius, 32 degrees Fahrenheit, but not our lovely Honeycrisp. We have to increase the temperature. So anytime you have a higher temperature, as I mentioned, then the metabolism is a little bit higher, so that shortens the storage life. So that's one problem. And then the other problem that we're finding is that the Honeycrisp apple is also sensitive to those same atmospheres that we use, the low oxygen, high CO2 atmospheres that we use. So there's an issue there. So what we end up doing is holding the fruit for a series of days, maybe up to 5 to 7 days at room temperature or a slightly reduced temperature, and that desensitizes the fruit to these post-harvest maladies, and we can kind of get past, I guess, some of these sensitivities and then hold the fruit and keep them in good shape.
Randy Beaudre is with Michigan State University as we learn all about putting apples to sleep. Randy, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.